今天的读经是取自于《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章一到四节，然后十五到十七节。找到了，听我来念。弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有貌和名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人是沉沦之子显露出来，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。十五节，所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。阿们。愿神无误的话语帮助我们。
我们谢谢伟前执事带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候就要请杜翔和牧师上台来我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲传的题目，所要讲的题目是末日临近，我们当如何预备。我们这时候就请杜牧师，那我们请丽梅姐妹来为我们翻译。
Thank God for this morning.
感谢为今天这个早晨呢，感谢主。
We live in very perilous times.
我们活在末世的年代。
The hope that we see around us is disappearing fast.
我们在我们周围的盼望呢，不断的、很快的在消失中。
Yesterday, I looked at the Straits Times.
昨天我就看这个英文报《海峡时报》。
And the Prime Minister is telling the people to look out.
那么我们的总理李显龙呢，就呼吁国人呢，我们要展望未来，我们要向外看。
When we look out and not at ourselves, there is hope.
不能只是看自己的事情，这样才会有盼望。
His perception of life.
这是李显龙对生命的一种观点。
I think he has done a good job as far as politics is concerned.
如果谈到政治呢，我觉得李显龙总理的这个表现是好的。
But we have the better outlook.
但是我们有更好的展望。
We have the outlook, not the outlook.
我们展望的呢，我们的方向是向上的。
For our hope is from heaven.
因为我们的盼望来自天堂。
From whence we look for the Savior.
因为在那里有我们的救主。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
As your personal Savior.
是否接受他成为你的救主呢？
I brought here a pink card. Have you all got it?
那我今天带来了一个粉红色的小卡片。
Have you all received it?
你们大家都收到了吗？
Oh, maybe we can distribute it now.
现在我们要把这个小卡片分发给大家。
It's in two languages.
用两种语言写印制的。
It is one verse which is from Titus chapter 2 verse 13.
小卡片上印制了一个经文，就是取自提多书第二章第十三节。
Please turn there and then we'll read it together.
我们一起翻到这段经文，然后一起来念。
Titus chapter 2 verse 13.
提多书第二章第十三节。
Have you all found it in your Bibles?
你们翻到这一处经节了没有？
We'll read it together.
我们一起来念。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Looking for that blessed hope,
等候所盼望的福,
and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
This is in the pink card that I brought.
这处经节呢，就印制在你们拿到的这个粉红的小卡上。
Look around you.
我们要看看我们的周围。
And everywhere you see, there's trouble.
你所看到的都是很多的烦恼。
In Asia, there is a dispute between China and the rest.
那么在亚洲，我们看到中国和其他国家的一个对立。
In the Middle East, there's a rising power of Islam.
那么在中东呢，我们看到回教极端主义的抬头。
In America, there is a great uprising.
那么在美国呢，也有同样类似的事情发生。
Everywhere there is unrest.
我们看到在这个世界上有很多的
不和平。Our hope is in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们的盼望是主耶稣基督的降临。
Have you all now found the verse?
那你们现在是否都有了这张
Titus chapter 2.
找到这处经节了吗？提多书第二章。
Please turn there.
我们一起再来看一下。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
We're going to read it together.
我们现在要大家一起来念。
Now you read it in Mandarin.
我们一起用华文来念。提多书第二章第十三节，一起念。等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Do you know that the Lord Jesus is coming soon?
你知不知道我们的主耶稣基督即将再来？
We do not set dates.
我们不为他的再来呢定下一个日期。
The Lord has warned us.My coming will be as a thief in the night.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们说，他警告我们说，他的再来呢，就好像小偷在夜里到来的一样。
Nobody can know when Jesus will return.
没有人知道他什么时候会再来。
But he will return in the same way that he arose to heaven.
但是他会以他升天的荣耀，带着他升天的荣耀再一次降临。
Please turn to the Acts of the Apostles.
现在我们要翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
And then we read from verse 8 to 11.
我们要从第八节念到第十一节。
Please all read it in Mandarin together. I'll follow you.
我们用华文来一起念。使徒行传第一章第八节，一起念。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上天上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说：加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
This passage is very precious.
这段经文呢是非常宝贵的。
Our Lord Jesus having died on the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督死在十字架上。
To save you and me that we can come to worship him.
拯救你和我，好叫我们能够来敬拜他。
In this passage, the angels say, this same Jesus will return.
这段经文里面呢，这个天使告诉我们说，升天的耶稣有一天还要再来。
He doesn't set a date.
他没有定下日期。
But the Bible is very clear. Our Lord Jesus will return.
虽然没有定下日期，但是圣经非常清楚地告诉我们说，主耶稣基督还要再来。
My message today is, are you ready?
那我今天的讲题就是，我们预备好了没有？
Some people think their hope is all on earth.
有的人认为他们的希望就在这个世上。
I hope after today you know that on earth we have no hope.
我希望今天之后呢，你知道我们在世上是没有希望的。
What is your hope?
你的盼望是什么呢？
Where is your hope?
你的盼望在哪里呢？
Please do not place all your hopes on earth.
我们不可以把我们的盼望呢都放在这个世上。
The Lord Jesus has gone up to heaven.
主耶稣基督已经升天了。
And he says, Behold, I come quickly.
然后他告诉我们，看哪，我要再来。
To reward each man according to how you have done.
我要按着人的表现呢，来奖赏你们。
Are you serving him?
你是否在服侍神呢？
When he comes, what will you say to him?
当主耶稣再来的时候，你能对他说什么呢？
We all have to give an account of what we have done for him.
我们必须向他交代我们在世上做了，为了他做了什么。
He is coming very soon.
他很快就要再来。
All the signs say The Lord is coming.
许多的征兆告诉我们说他很快就要再来。
Our responsibility is to be ready.
我们的责任就是要做好准备。
How can you be ready?
你要如何做好准备呢？
Jesus here says, Go into all the world and be my witnesses.
主耶稣基督在使徒行传告诉我们说，你们要到地极去做我的见证。
Are there some of your members in the family?Who are not believers?
你的家人是不是还有几个是还没有信主的呢？
Are you making an effort to give them the gospel?
你是不是正在努力的向他们传福音呢？
The Lord is coming to take an account with each of us.
因为主耶稣基督要再来听我们为他做了些什么。
And the question he will ask you is,How have you been?
那他要问你的是，你做了什么？
Did you be my witness?
你有没有做我的见证呢？
Please understand when the Lord Jesus went up.
我们要明白，当主耶稣基督升天时，
there were 11 disciples.
当时有十一个使徒。
Today, the majority on the earth is not believing.
可是今天我们看到这世界上呢，大多数的人呢，他们并不信耶稣。
There is a great opportunity for all of us.
那么今天我们有这样这个很大的机会。
What kind of opportunity?
什么机会呢？
To tell them about Jesus Christ.
就是向他们传福音的机会。
Whose responsibility is that?
那这个责任是谁的责任呢？
Let's turn now to 2 Peter.
现在我们翻到彼得后书。
Do you remember Peter the Apostle?
你记得使徒彼得吗？
On the night of the Lord's betrayal, he said to the Lord Jesus, I will be with you.
那么在主耶稣基督被卖的那天晚上，他告诉耶稣说，我要和你同在。
I will be with you even to the death.
我至死呢都要追随你。
Jesus says,
耶稣告诉他，
Peter,
彼得，
Satan is is out to sift you as wheat.
撒旦呢要就是利用你。
He will try you out.
他要试探你。
Are you worthy of me?
看看你是不是配得做我的使徒。
What did Peter say to the Lord?
那彼得如何回答主呢？
Lord, even if you go to the death, I will follow you.
他告诉主说，你即便要去死，我也要跟随你。
Are you like a Peter?
你是不是如彼得一样呢？
Quick to give an answer, but you never think of the consequences.
非常快地回答主，但是却没有想到后果。
Jesus said to Peter, "Tonight, before the cock crow, you will deny me three times."
那主对彼得说，今晚在鸡啼之前呢，你要不认我三次。
How many of us are like Peter?
我们有多少人就像彼得一样呢？
When everything is good and smooth sailing, we profess to be Christians.
当一切顺利的时候呢，我们就称自己为基督徒。
To follow the Lord Jesus.
表示要跟随主耶稣。
When things don't go our way,
但是当事情不如愿的时候，
many Christians cover up their candle.
但很多基督徒呢，就开始掩饰自己的身份了。
And they have no witness whatsoever.
那也不再为主做见证了。
But God has a word of encouragement to all of us.
那可是主耶稣基督呢，他给了我们鼓励的话。
We are going to read from 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们翻到彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 3.
第三节。
The Lord warns Peter, and here Peter takes the warning.
那主耶稣基督就告诫这个彼得，那彼得也领受了。
And Peter wrote this epistle, the second epistle of Peter.
那他就写了这封书信，也就是彼得后书。
We're going to read what he has to tell us.
那我们要来看彼得写了些什么。
And I pray that you will be attentive to receive the message of Peter.
那我也希望大家能够专注的来看彼得的这段信息。
What does Peter say to you?
彼得对你说了什么呢？
Verse 3.
第三节。
Know this, that the time shall come when, in the last days, men as scoffers walking after their own lusts.
第三节说，第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说。
This is talking of people in the church, leaders in the church.
这些人呢，说的是在这个教会里面的领袖。
Do you know that many Christians do not believe Jesus is coming again?
你知道有很多所谓的基督徒，他们并不相信主耶稣基督会再来吗？
Verse 3, I want to stress again.
我要再强调第三节。
What does Peter say?
彼得说什么呢？
In the last days, there shall come scoffers. What are scoffers? Do you know?
在末世必有好讥诮的人，他们是谁呢？
Scoffers are those who know the truth.
他们是那些知道真理。
But they deny the truth.
但是他们却拒绝认同真理。
Leaders in the church today do not believe Jesus is coming back again.
很多教会的领袖呢，他们自己甚至也不相信主耶稣基督会再
来。They forget the testimony of the angels.
他们忘记了天使所做的见证。
Do you remember after the Lord Jesus went up?
你记得当主耶稣基督升天之后？
What did the two angels say to the disciples?
两个天使对门徒说了些什么呢？
This same Jesus will come again.
今天这个耶稣今天升天了，他还要再来。
We are living in the last of the last days.
我们活在这末世的末世。
And the word of God cautions us, advises us, there will be scoffers.
神的话告诫我们说，在末世的时候呢，必有好讥诮的人。
Do you know what is a scoffer?
你知道他们做些什么吗？
They do not believe that Jesus is alive.
他们不相信主耶稣基督复活了。
They do not believe that Jesus can come back from heaven.
他们也不相信主耶稣基督还能够再来。
They think that man is in charge of the earth.
他们以为呢，这个世上是这个世界是由人所掌控的。
Do you know how many countries, political systems,Are there in the world today?
你知道这个世界上有多少个国家，多少个政治系统吗？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
And these scoffers think they are the leaders that will see us through.
而这些好讥诮的人呢，他们就认为说这些政治体系呢能够掌管这个世界。
How many countries and systems are there?
这个世界上有多少个国家和多少个政治体系呢？
Have you thought it through?
你有没有想过这个问题呢？
Over 200.
多过超过这个200个。
And the leader of all these countries is America.
那么这个国这所有国家的那个这个领导领袖呢就是这个美国了。
This is in the Bible.
这也是圣经里面有提到的。
Daniel's chapter 7 tells us you don't have to turn there.
就在但以理记的这个但以理书的这个第七章。
Daniel prophesied and saw down the ages.
但以理他曾经这样预言说
There will arise a world power.
很多很多年后呢会兴起一个世界大国。
And people respect the world power.
而人们呢都尊敬这个世界大国。
When you tell them there is a greater power, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus is returning.
但是当你告诉他们说，有比这个世界强国更伟大的这个权势和能力。
Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
那就是主耶稣基督，你认识他吗？
Are you preparing daily for His return?
你是不是天天都预备好迎接他的再来？
This is my message today to you.
这就是我今天要告诉你的信息。
And I'm speaking to you from 2 Peter chapter 3.
而我要说的呢，是取自彼得后书第三章。
What is his message?
说的是什么呢？
You know, Peter denied the Lord three times.
你知道，这个彼得呢，他不认主三次。
But the same night he betrayed the Lord Jesus, he also repented.
但是同一天，他背叛主之后，他不认主之后呢，他也立即悔改了。
What did the Lord do to him?
那么主为他做了什么呢？
Did Jesus write him off?
主有没有遗弃他呢？
Dear friends, when there's repentance, there is forgiveness.
亲爱的朋友们，当你悔改的时候呢，主是会原谅你的。
Our God is a merciful God.
因为我们的神是蛮有怜悯的神。
All He wants from us is turn back to Him.
他要我们做的是回归到他的他回归到他那里去。
Please follow me now in verse, what is this? Verse 4.
那我们现在来看彼得后书第三章第四节。
Please follow. It says, these scoffers will say, where is the promise of Jesus' return?
那么这些好讥诮的人，他们就会嘲笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
Is that what you're thinking?
这是不是你所想的呢？
Lord Jesus, where are you?
你是不是问说，主耶稣啊，你到底在哪里呢？
We've been waiting the Bible Presbyterian Church that we are in has been preaching this message for over 50, 60, 70, 80 years.
那我出席的这个读经圣经长老会的教会呢，他们
Up to now, Jesus has not returned.
他们说主耶稣基督要再来很多年了，40年、50年、60年了，但是到现在呢，主都还没有再来。
So the scoffers laugh.
那这些好讥诮的人，他们就嘲笑。
Where is his coming?
他几时要再来呢？
For since the fathers fell asleep,
他们继续说，因为从列祖睡了以来，
all things continue as they are from the beginning of creation.
万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
Don't worry about Jesus.
因为他们认为说，你们不用关心主会不会再来，他还没有来，他也不会再来。
So they scoff.
这些好讥诮的人就这样嘲笑。
I pray that all of us will take heed.
我希望大家都能得到警戒。
Verse 5 says.
第五节说。
They willingly are ignorant.
这些好讥诮的人，他们故意忘记。
That God destroyed the world once.
他们忘记神曾经用水淹没了这个世界。
And God destroyed the earth with water.
曾经用水淹没了和消灭了这个世界。
But this time, God will not destroy with water, but with fire.
但是现在呢，当主再来的时候，他不会用水消灭这个世界，而是用火来焚烧这个世界。
Now I have brought for you a Chinese word.
那我今天带来了一个中文字。
A very instructive Chinese word.
一个你从它的这个字形就可以看出一些道理的这个中国字。
This talks of a great calamity on earth.
这个字就是灾，灾难的灾。
Do you know this word?
你认识这个字吗？
On top, radical is water.
那么在这个字的上半部。
The first time God destroyed the earth.Was by the universal flood.
那么上面的这个部首呢是水，也就是告诉我们说主先神先首先用了这个水来消灭这个世界。
Now the scoffers stop at water.
那么好讥诮的人呢，他们只记得这个水。
They don't believe that God actually destroyed the whole earth.
他们也不认为呢。神用水来消灭这个世界。
Do you believe that?
那你相信神是否曾经用这个水来消灭世界呢？你去美国。
And see the Rockies.
你看看那些大岩石。
All the sedimentary rocks which were laid down in the great flood are seen for thousands of miles.
你可以看到这些大岩石那些水淹没过的痕迹。
But the Bible says,The Lord will not destroy the water again.
但是圣经告诉我们说，神不会再用水来消灭这个世界。
Not with water.
不是用水。
This was Noah's time.
这是挪亚的时候。
In our time, God will destroy the earth with fire.
到了我们的年代呢，神要用火来焚烧这个世界。
But Water and fire combine together, give you this wonderful word.
那么水和火加在一起呢，就是这个字灾了。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
This is my message today.
这就是我要给你们的信息。
Read on.
我们要继续来念。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Scoffers say.
好讥诮的人说
：“Where is the promise of His coming？”
主要降临的应许在哪里呢
？Ever since Jesus rose to heaven till now is over 2,000 years.
自从主耶稣基督升天以来，到现在已经2000多年了。
So they reason to themselves, "We are Homo sapiens. We are scientists, scientific. We can fly to the moon.” We can fly to the Mars.
那么他们自认为是有科学家，他们认为自己能够飞到这个月球，飞到火星。
But Jesus has not come back.
但是科学已经那么进步了，主耶稣基督却还没
有再来。So they laugh and scoff.
他们就嘲笑。
Is there anyone here who laughs and scoff?
那么今天我们在座的有没有人嘲笑主耶稣基督没有还没再来呢？
Take heed to this word.
那我们要记得这个中文字了。
Chinese has got a wonderful message.
中文字里面呢承载着非常奇妙的这个信息。
When God saved the world, what did He do for?What did he tell Noah to do?
那当神拯就是拯救挪亚的时候，他告诉他什么呢？
Noah built an ark to escape the water of the first judgment.
他要挪亚呢造一艘大船，然后才能够避开这个洪水。
Do you believe this?
你相信曾经发生过这样的事吗？
There are some people climb Mount Ararat.
那 有人呢就爬了一座山。
And they believe they saw the remnants of the ark there.
那一座山，那么他们在爬山的过程中，他们说他们看到了那艘挪亚的大船，挪亚的方舟。
It is a question of their testimony and the testimony of God's word.
那我们要在乎的应该是圣经的见证。
If God says I destroyed once with water during the time of Noah, do you believe it?
圣经告诉我们说，神在挪亚的年代呢，用水消灭了这个世界，你相信吗？
I say, dearly beloved,
我说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要继续的相信这些教导。
All that is recorded in God's word.
我们要相信神的话语所记载的，因为他们都是真理。
Remember, Jesus says,
我们要记得主耶稣说，
Don't you think that God has only one weapon?
你别以为神呢只有一种武器。
So people say they scoff.
所以有人呢就嘲笑。
It is impossible to use water to flood out.The world.
因为他们认为不可能用洪水来消灭整个世界。
Even if all the clouds condense into water and come down to earth and the seas,
他们认为呢，即使所有的云朵都变成雨水呢，下到这个世界上。
Scientists tell us it can only increase the ocean depth by 2 or 3 inches.
那么一些科学家就说，即便是如此呢，那些雨水呢，也不过会使这个世界的这个水位呢增加2到3寸而已。
So they say there is no evidence that God can destroy the earth with water.
所以他们认为说，没有证据证明呢，神曾经用水来淹没这个世界。
So they laugh.
他们就嘲笑。
Jesus has never returned. He will never return.
他们就嘲笑说，主耶稣基督还没有再来，他也不会再来。
Now read on.
我们继续来念。
Verse, what is it now? 6. Whereby the world that then was overflowed with water and perished.
第六节说，故此当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。
The problem with these scoffers is they do not believe that God can destroy the earth.
这些好讥诮的人呢，他们的问题在于他们不相信神可以用水来淹没这个世界。
Now listen carefully.
我们要继续来聆听。
God has a superior plan to man.
神呢，对人有一个非常奇妙伟大的计划。
Verse 7.
第七节说，
The heavens and the earth which are now by the same token are kept in store.
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留。
Reserved unto fire.
直留到不敬虔之人。
What does it say?
直留到
First time with water. Second time with fire.
直流到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧，就如我刚才所说的，第一次用水消灭这个世界，第二次就用火了。
The heavens and the earth that you see today,
今天你们看到的天与地，
God will one day destroy with fire.
神有一天要用火来焚烧消灭。
And all those who do not believe in JesusWill be inside that fire.
那么那些不信主的人呢，他们就要在这个烈火中了。
So this is my message.
今天我要告诉你的就是这些了。
Verse 8.
第八节说，
Beloved,
亲爱的弟兄啊，
be not ignorant of this thing.
有一件事你们不可忘记。
With the Lord, 1,000 years is as a day.A day is like 1,000 years.
就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
You say, what is the meaning of that?
你说这是什么意思呢？
Answer is to God. God does not live in the realm of time.
这一句的意思就是告诉我们说，主并不是活在我们有限的这个时间里的。
Our God lives in heaven.
他是存在于这个天堂的。
It is a permanent, if timeless sphere of God.
是一个没有时间的永久的地方。
Verse 8, see again.
我们再来念第八节。
Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but why has he not come?
我们现在来看第九节，主所应许的尚未成就。
The people reason to themselves, since it is over 2,000 years, Jesus has not come.Therefore, he will never come.
那有的人就认为说，既然已经过了2000多年，主耶稣都还没有再来，这就表示说他不会再来了。
That is the reason why Jesus has not come.
这就是为什么主不要再来的原因。
What reason is there for him not coming?
什么原因呢？什么原因使他还没有再来呢？
Please read the same verse.
我们再来看第九节。
But our God is long suffering.
有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。
Not willing that any should perish.
不愿有一人沉沦。
But that all should come to repentance.
乃愿人人都悔改。
If there is anyone in this audience who has not put his faith and trust in Jesus, this verse will convince you.
那么如果我们今天会众当中呢，有人还没有信主的话，希望这处经节呢能够说服你。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Please see again.
我们再来看第九节。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言。
It's not that he is forgetful.
并不是因为他忘了再来。
But there is a reason why the Lord has not come.
他尚未成就他再来的这个应许，是因为有一个原因的。
Verse 9.
原因就在第九节。
He is long suffering.
因为他是长久忍耐的。
Patient.
他是长久忍耐的。
Give the non-believers a chance for them to hear the gospel.And turn to the Lord.
他要宽容你们，要让那些还未信主的人有机会来聆听福音，然后转向他。
But you must go and be witnesses.
但是我们作为基督徒的，必须做为他做见证。
Now verse 10.
第十节。
For those who are time concerned.
对于那些很关心主什么时候再来的人。
Verse 10.
这一节是给你的。
The day of the Lord will come.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样。
Exactly as the Lord has said, I come as a thief in the night.
要像他来的时候要像贼来到一样。
When you don't expect anybody to come to your house.
也就是当你并不知道说有小偷会进来的时候。
The Lord will return.
那主耶稣基督就会再来了。
When you least expect it, he will return.
当你觉得他应该不会来的时候呢，他就要来
了。 Now the second time the Lord Jesus destroys the earth is not with water.
那我们要记得主耶稣神呢第二次销毁这个世界并不是用水。
Look at verse 10.
第十节告诉我们说，
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
主的日子要像贼来到一样。
During which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise.
那日天必大有响声废去。
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
有形质的都要被烈火消化。
Do you understand this?
你明白这个教导吗？
Do you understand the elements will melt with fervent heat.
你明不明白什么是有形质的都要被烈火消化呢？
The fires we make are of wood and hay or electric power. We make fires.
我们用这个稻或者说这个木或者用电呢来起火。
The Lord Jesus will use elements melting to create fire.
但是我们的神呢会用有形质的呢来被这个烈火来消化，来使到这个火呢可以蔓延。
And all that is therein in the earth will be burned up.
地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
When Jesus comes again to destroy the earth, it will be a drastic and last step of punishment.
那么当主耶稣基督再来销毁这个世界的时候呢，这是最后的一个审判了。
Why has he not come?
那么他为什么还没有来呢？
Verse 9 says, he is long-suffering.
第九节告诉我们，乃是因为宽容我们。
To give people a chance to repent.
要给不信主的人有机会来悔改。
But we must go and tell them.
但是作为基督徒的我们必须出去传福音。
Maybe members of our family don't believe Jesus Christ.
可能是我们自己还未信主的家人。
When Jesus returns, this time will be by a terrible, terrible judgment by fire.
当主耶稣再来的时候呢，他要带着火的审判再来。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Saying then,Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved,
这一切既然都要如此消化，
What manner of persons ought you to be and me?
你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
Looking for the and hasting unto the coming of the day of God,
切切仰望神的日子到来到，
wherein the heavens.Will be on fire, then it will be dissolved.
在那日天被火烧就消化了。
And the elements will melt with fervent heat.
有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Against that kind of fire, there is no protection.
我们要知道那个时候这个烈火呢是没有，我们没有办法
逃避的。What is the solution to this problem?
那么解决的方案是什么呢？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友，
today we sit in the cool comfort of air conditioning.
今天我们坐在这个冷气房里。
And we are in very blessed circumstances.
而且是蒙福的。
God is patient and gracious to all of us.
神是恩待我们，宽容我们的。
If you know the Lord Jesus, go and tell.
所以如果你认识主耶稣基督的话，你要向别人传福音。
Tell them to repent.
告诉他们要悔改。
If you have not believed, come today and repent.
如果你今天还没有信主的话，请你今天就悔改，归向他吧。
That is why Jesus has not returned yet.
这也就是为什么主耶稣基督还未再来。
He will come.
可是他必然会再来。
Be ready.
所以我们要做好准备。
Believe on the Lord Jesus. He is the creator and he is the coming judge.
我们要相信主耶稣，他是造物者，他也是要在未来审判我们的。
We conclude with verse 14.
最后我们要看第十四节。
Wherefore, beloved, Seeing that we look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, without fault.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
God bless you all.
愿主赐福给大家。
This is God's message to you.
这是来自主的信息。
I'll summarize it for you.
我要简略的再说一次。
The Lord has not come.
主还没有再来。
For one reason.
只为了一个原因。
That those who have not believed may be given a chance to believe.
好叫那些还未信主的人有机会能够信主。
Those of us who believe, go and tell them.
而那些信主的呢，就要传福音。
The Lord is coming.
要告诉他们说。主要再来。
This card I've given you,
我刚刚发给你们的卡片。
Please read it and memorize it.
请大家要去背诵它。
This was only conceived of last night.
这是我昨天晚上才想到的。
Let's all read together.
让我们一起来念。
In English.Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们一起来用华语来念提多书第二章第十三节，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
The Lord is coming.
主要再来。
I pray that there will be none here.Who will be destroyed?
我祷告，希望在座的没有一个人会在那一天被消灭。
Finally,
最后
，I give you a verse.
我再给大家
from the Bible.
我再给大家一个经节。
Revelation 22.
启示录第二十二章。
The last chapter of the Bible.
也是圣经的最后一个章节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Just one verse.
就这一节。
You read it together with me in Mandarin.
我们用华语来念启示录二十二章第十二节，一起念。看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
God has a reward for you.
神呢要给我们赏赐。
Who serve him faithfully?
如果我们信实忠心的来侍奉他。
Who says so?
那你说谁说的呢？
The Lord Jesus says,
主耶稣基督说
How is your work?
你为我的服
Are you serving the Lord sincerely and effectively?
你有没有诚心诚意有效的来侍奉主呢？
I have a reward for you.
主说他有赏赐给我
们。 Go and be my witnesses.
我们要做他的见证。
The Lord bless you all.
愿神赐福给大家。
God bless. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Bless the preaching of thy word.
愿神赐福给你的话语的传讲。
That all who are present here today.
好让今天在座的每一个人。
Will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
会相信主耶稣基督。
And be his Witnesses,
并成为他的见证人。
Use this group of your people.
求主使用你的子民。
To go out and tell the good news.
出去传讲你的福音。
Escape the wrath to come.
好叫我们能够避免那即将到来的审判。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved.
我们要相信主耶稣基督并得救。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.